The Copper Engravings of Edmond Orlok. When a paper-loving painter like Edmond Orlok decides to take the path of the engraver's study, the collector of prints follows her first steps with interest, watches for the first tests. Where, how will the artist transpose the matter of her original creations, illuminate the printed copper, reproduce the force of the paper ruffled, torn, mackled with paint? In our case, we can be astonished by the result, astonished in the first and primordial sense. With ease and boldness, the artist has quickly and skillfully applied the new put tools at her disposal. See a sloppy intragraphic declaim, du bout fait et le kinski qui m'a donné en vie de graver. Ils creusent des filins la tête picturale en un dolu de charger. Leur gestère la mâcheur de lines matriciales. See a stun motor fasci and de border la peinture. Mais peinture et revier son trace prox et le travail de l'envoi au travail de l'auteur. Through doubt and subtlety, the questioning of the copper's mirror turned the artist onto herself, helped her to find her usual themes transformed, metamorphosed, enriched. Works of small size are born from the meeting of painting and engraving. The artist proceeds by small series of engravings which are, in fact, made up of original single prints pressed by a copper plate engraving. Totems or fetishes, crosses or mandalas, flat discs give their title to the series of 15, 20, even 30 copies. This repertory of the usual forms in a Mandalayan language is elaborate indifferently with acid, the dry point, the graver or the black manner, on cut-out copper plates that, eventually, comes together like a puzzle. J'ai abordé la technique de la gravure en 1995. Je vais imagine que le burin allait être mondial. Mais j'ai rapidement détend devant la difficulté de les maîtriser. J'utilise pour creuser un large cylindre malhabile, trace evident au center de la planque parmi les traits plus fins et gris de la pointe sèche et de layout forte. The engraver develops the various expressions of this form by moving it in space around the vertical slash horizontal axis. The print number one of the series is the print in black and white of this architectonic element. The following prints are impressions where this slip form is combined with a paper applied, painted beforehand. The compositions of the engraved and painted elements are a combinative interpretation of the cross which returns regularly in the painted work. Manipulant avec force les couleurs dans la peinture, j'y commence increase mes premières plaques de couvrir de différentes couleurs, mais les increase a graver southeast meridional et le tonalite manquant de satellite pour les résultats future share shape. Then consequence, je me suis rapidement orienté vers les manières effelage de petits papiers, préalablementines, comportant souvent de imprints de matrices en bois. The artist prints herself her production. She simultaneously passes under the press the ink plate and the maculated paper. Flores du tirage, l'application and the ST trace delicate, j'utilise de outil de dentistry or la precision. A monumentality of the monolith is translated in printings which have force and the delicacy of the enluminure. Edmond Orlok carries out the totality of the hard copy indicated, does not date it but titles it. The titles of these series are, Red Excavate, Greeners de Glaze, Mandalas, Plenitude, Declin, Resurrection, Enclave Territorial, Exhumation de Ruins, Esprit Fetish, Cuella et Chasse, Image d'Entrice, Corsecans, Perrure Dorant, Lines fiduciales, moyen cruciformal, behemal cricidae ire etc. Like with her paintings, Edmond Orlok's engravings testifies the spiritual concerns, her search of the origins of thought as well as her interrogation of the fundamental myths. Born artist, she must express herself through matter, born painter, give sense and form through color, born mandala take inspiration from the symbolism of spirituality. For example, the series of the flat discs evokes cosmic Chinese jades of the Neolithic era. In this engraved production, appears even more strongly still than in the large acrylic paintings, the paradox in the manner of the artist, mix of brute art and refinement, where precious papers are torn, vivified with golden gilt, green watercolors which evoke the mirroring gleamings in Gustav Klimt, checker works delicately. Colored like the sensitivity of Paul Klee's watercolors. This attempt by Edmond Orlok to appropriate the know-how of the engraver, of the gestures several times centenaries offers an inventive production, resulting from a very personal approach. This art of engraving underlines the sophisticated contrast of delicacies of the blacks to the grays of the gravings with the strident key of the pigments related to the acrylic. The artist has known how to mix the delicacy of the support, always and still paper, the richness of the color, the efficient elegance of her compositions to the refined primitiveness of her thematic. These first successes encourage Anne Monda Orlaw in the idea to develop and renew her research. Jive 2 journals and the experimenter the new hells techniques. Dot and huge presence inevitables interferences par la suite dance Monday travail dt inter. It's guaranteed that these new experiments will offer us another testimony of her achievements as an artist. Marie Leroy Crevier Coeur, Paris, November 1998.